This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. In just a minute, we've got our weekly bloggers roundtable, but first, a look at what's happening on our blog, News and Views. Here with me is News and Notes web producer Jeff Bennett. Hey.
Hey, Farai.
So what is poppin' online?
Well, Karl Rove's announced resignation was a gift to the blogosphere. All sorts of folks had opinions about that. A reader on our own site said Rove's legacy will be tied to how he, quote, strategized the Christian right on winning the 2004 presidential election based on abortion and gay marriage. And Don Imus's potential return to the airwaves is another hot topic. One reader wrote, Imus already suffered a public shame for his irresponsible words. Maybe he could start over and chalk it up as a lesson learned. And there's talk about the 08 election as usual, and some kudos for you and the News and Notes staff who won two awards at the recent National Association of Black Journalists Convention.
That's great. And today I just posted something that will be very controversial, popping off of something that John McWhorter said about legalizing drugs. So be sure and weigh in on that. And we've also been doing this month-long series on African-American literature. We asked folks to tell us their favorite book. How's that going?
Well, that post about our listeners' favorite books is actually the most popular one on the site right now. Folks listed some of the classics like Toni Morrison's Song of Solomon, Richard Wright's Black Boy, and Their Eyes Were Watching God, and some newer books like Caucasia by Danzy Senna and Olympia Verdon's Eden and Logic. So it really shows the cross-section of our listeners' interests.
You know, what's interesting is how people are really starting to interact online. How is that going from your perspective?
Well, it's going well, and I mean, that's what we sought to do when we launched the blog a few months ago. So we welcome feedback about the show and reaction to news, so we can really spur conversation and make News and Views a daily destination for talk about news and culture.
And we also have our lovely newsletter, which, of course, I went online and subscribed to. Tell
awesome.
Us about that.
Well, right. The newsletter has highlights from each day's show and links to the news that we care about. And folks can find out how to sign up for it on our blog.
All right. Well, it's all very exciting, at least for me, and I know for all the folks who have participated. And we want to thank everybody again, because your blog posts are really what drive us. And Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes.